You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
Bye. No, I'm not really a rabbi.
So, Gary, how long you live in the Southside?
A year and 2 months, sir.
Where do you work?
I work at the Lava Lounge in the former Beehive Open.
What's it like working on the Southside in a bar? Just talk about that.
Yeah. There's different parts of it. I don't have, like, the coolest shifts, I gotta tell you, but sometimes I do. And there's, I'd say, two different types of people in general. And that's, like, the people who you see around, and it's, like, you know, neat people. And then there's, like, a separate type of person that's more, like, touristy. And they're nice. Everybody's very nice. But some people are way nicer than others. And then the mean ones are more interesting than the nice ones. Because everybody's nice.
Can you give us examples?
Yeah.
Like, run us through a typical day on the South Side. Mm-hmm. Say South Side, too.
No. In the South Side, like, there's this guy named Denny who thought I was Jim Morrison because he was drunk at the time. And then when he got sober, he just thinks that I should be Jim Morrison. So, and for a while, I couldn't tell that he was, whether he was homeful or homeless. But regardless, he was really odd and weird and not that nice. And then, you know, there's a bunch of girls in, like, pastels and capris with black clogs. And they're nice, but I really don't care for that. So, you know, I think that this place is filled with a bunch of people who inundate the joint on the weekends who are nice. And then during the day, there are people who are really cool and not so nice. And, you know, you see that on the streets, and there's a lot of turnovers, and it's remarkably inbred down here, and you end up knowing every single person in the whole joint. Really.
Does that give you a sense of community, or does that make you stifled?
Mm-mm. It's not stifling, because the people have a mental diversity. Like, cultural diversity is overrated, you know, so what? Hey, that guy's black. You know, that's not that big a deal. But with, like, a mental diversity, where two people can be equally intelligent or artistically and whatever sound, and they can have total disagreements, and then in other respects, total agreements, it's really neat, and I like it. Like, I like the fact that I hated Mike Saxman, you know who that is? I hated him, and he despised me. And then I beat him at Scrabble, and then he liked me. I really liked that. And I liked that people could say, I hate Mike Saxman, and I could think to myself, I like Mike Saxman after I beat him at Scrabble. Well, and that seems kind of non-linear, but it's very linear. This is a community.
Sounds like a Southside moment.
That was a Southside moment. I really agree that was a Southside moment. And also, the thing about the South Side is, and I think that this, in conclusion, is the most telling thing of all, is that if you go to Oakland, and you take the Birmingham Bridge to Oakland, that is the closest any person, like someone who's so secure, will be one percentage point away from suicide. You know, that's the bridge that you jump from. And if I had to translate that metaphor, I would say that leaving the South Side is death at your own hand. Really. And, and yeah.
Most of the buildings on East Carson Street were built between 1870 and 1910. Since most of the district was built in this relatively short period of time, contractors often repeated buildings. Ornamental details were produced and distributed throughout the building trades, and plans were available through widely circulated publications.